I'd like to call this session of the Plan Commission meeting for October 3rd to order. Take attendance.
Commissioner Knippel?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Here.
And Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
And Commissioner Fowler is excused, as is Mayor Taylor.
Okay. Rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Even though they're closed for business.
We need approval of the minutes.
So moved.
You second?
No, I do not second.
Okay.
I second.
So moved. Is there a second for Fred?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
No.
Need 4 votes.
What's the discussion that we needed to have?
Well, that's what I was thought there was going to be, but all for discussion. Action has been taken.
Mr. Chairman, since the vote failed because any action by the Plan Commission requires 4 affirmative votes and there were only 3.
Oh. And I thought only action on a recommendation to the council required 4 votes.
All actions require 4 affirmative votes, and I believe Mr. Ritter is probably looking at the administrative rules at this point in time, and I haven't seen them in years, but I recall that's what they say.
Yes. A quorum shall be 4 members, but all actions shall require approval of the majority of the full commission except a motion to adjourn.
Did we have a majority?
Did the chair vote on the matter?
Approved.
I did, yeah.
And there's 4 votes.
Well, that makes 4 votes, then it is done. I didn't realize the chair voted. Okay. For the result is, on behalf of the chairman, 4-0. 4-1.
4-1.
4-1.
Well, if there's a question, I would move to reconsider and give Mr. Ritter a chance to speak.
All right.
Need a second for that.
I would second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to open the minutes up for discussion.
Vote on that.
Is all in favor of opening it up?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Ritter.
Concerning on the second page on D, the minutes report a motion to allow the applicant to speak. I'm not disputing that in fact did occur. My concern is that has not been the practice of the Plan Commission in the past. In fact, our own rules say that the applicant shall make a presentation. Commissioner members may question the applicant about the case. So in this case, it appears that we did not follow our own rules, and it also would leave a record that the commission in some manner treated this applicant different than it treats other applicants. So while there are a lot of things that happen in the course of a meeting that are not recorded in the minutes, my suggestion would have been that this simply not be recorded in the minutes and that we all remind ourselves that applicants do have the opportunity, by our own rules, the applicant has the opportunity to present their application, their case, and to respond to questions from the Plan Commission. And frankly, I think it would be contrary to the best interest of the Plan Commission. I think the Plan Commission is well served by having the opportunity to engage in dialogue with the applicant without having to go through the procedural matter of granting the applicant the opportunity to speak. And in fact, we've really already done that in our own rules anyway. So that would have been the matter that I would have raised.
So you're recommending striking that?
That would be my suggestion, that we simply not include that in the recorded minutes.
I would second.
Strike the second paragraph.
Yes.
Strike. Motion to strike the second paragraph of under section D.
Yes.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Is there a discussion?
Actually, it would be the second and third paragraphs because the third paragraph is the return to the normal order of business.
So okay.
Strike the second and third.
Okay. Okay. Motion has been made and seconded to strike the second and third paragraphs under Section D of the minutes. Any other further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
Correct. We need a motion to adopt as amended.
Then we approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries 4-0. All right. Moving on to Article 3, public hearings regarding the Pleasant View Victory Creek Trail construction.
This meeting is being, the public hearing is being carried over from the previous meeting. We can read the public hearing notice if we wish. Not necessary.
So
we would be swearing in anybody who wishes to speak in this
right. Is there anyone wishing to speak during the public hearing?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, there is no absolute requirement anywhere that requires the reading of the public hearing notice, and there is a mother and son who are here not on the subject matter but interested in government works, and the rest of the room is empty. I don't know that it's necessary. Well, it is not necessary to reread the public hearing notice at this point in time. I would suggest that the chairman open the public hearing nonetheless at 7:06 p.m.
Okay. I will open the public hearing at 7:06 p.m. Is there anyone wishing to comment on the item ahead of us on the Pleasant View Victory Creek Trail construction? Would you introduce yourself, please?
Third District Alderperson Kristen Wellhoff, 3851 West College Avenue.
Okay. state your case, please.
If there's any chance that four votes won't be received, I would ask that the chair, who is substituting the mayor, vote on the matter. Thank you.
All right. Any further? Anyone else wishing to speak? Last call. Public hearing is closed.
I would move approval.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Seeing none.
Motion
carries.
As stated on the information.
Approving the motion before we get it. Okay. The motion is to recommend approval of the Pleasant View Victory Creek Trail Natural Resource Features Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decision recommended by the Plan Commission and Common Council consideration of any Environmental Commission recommendation. That was your motion.
And that was my second.
Okay. Mr. City Attorney.
Only that. Alderman Wilhelm is shaking her head in the audience, and I'm aware of conditions that might be changed. And
I was more concerned about closing the public hearing before you did the vote.
It was closed. Okay. And those conditions, when they reach the Common Council, would be different than they are now. And so that's not a concern of the Plan Commission at this point in time. And for informational purposes, the archaeological question has been resolved and approval granted, and the Army Corps has granted approval through today, and I didn't hear post-noon today, but the DNR was still looking at it, but this is a DNR participated in project. So
they're actually just waiting for the check.
Understood. So the conditions will probably be absent when it reaches the Common Council at a special meeting on Monday, October 7th at 6 p.m.
believe the motion has been voted on and confirmed. Then the last thing on our agenda would be, is there a City of Franklin Complete Streets and Connectivity Committee status report? No.
How many votes were in that last one?
It's unanimous.
It was 4-0. Didn't need me. So, okay, see no discussion on item B. Is there a motion to adjourn? Seconded by?
Second.
Commissioner Bailey. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Meeting adjourned.